gavoyim esri mamlo vola matoy. Kama mai de tzarichle. El rochbay bekam. Yosef amar tefach. Abay amar arba. So the Gemara in its first lashon says lema b'hakam mifligay. Demand amar tefach hasavra mutalish tamish tachas akher. Uman demar arba hasavra oslish tamish tachas akher. Rashi learns, "Mandamar tefach kasavra mutli shtamish tachas akher." Why? Damar chudoy hachitzoin yared v'soisen. K'demash mele kamon. V'hilkach. He brings the Gemara later in Davches. V'hilkach kevan the sheer estrim amo mishum hekeru. Harayesh heker leimad al oisei tefach shenigba tachas akher. Rashi understands in this mandamar that the outer part of the kaira is what is coming down and being seisen. And for someone standing under the kaira, there is a heker. The din heker is niskayim. The assumption is that heker is a 20 amas. 20 amas is shalta ba'in, as we spoke about previously. So therefore, it's good. Uman demar bo, kasavar osa li shtamish tachas hakaira. Dechuda pnimi yoreid b'seisen. The reich of a kaira have a chutz listima. The mishtamishim b'mavoy ain lam heker b'kaira. She b'namuchen hilkach tzarech shimashich l'teich ha'mavoy. She teich kaira nikeres lam ki she sham shabo isa goiva. V'cheven da pikte mitachas a kaira tzarech shihei mokum ha'nikr v'choshuv. So right away, Rashi sets up the issue as being simply which side of the kaira is viewed as being seisen. Is it the outer part or the inner part? Now, Rashi offers no svara, no reason why I should assume the outer part or the inner part is the part that is seisen. It is difficult to say the issue is whether or not the heker is for the B'nei Rishu Sarabim or the B'nei HaMavui. Because number one, as Tosfos points out, that's a suffix later in the Gemara in Davches. Rashi looks like he wanted to stay away from that. And the Gemara itself is toiler that. If you hold Mishum Heker, how do we look at it? So it doesn't look like Rashi wants to go there per se. And without that, huh?
It's more fun of the Gemara itself. It says that as foolishness.
It's too rich, like, come on. It doesn't look like that. That's the issue over here. I don't know. I would be speculating to suggest what I think exactly the Machlekes Abayin Rav Yosef is. But it may begin with a conception of the Mokum under the Kaira Bahatkala. Do I see the Mokum under the Kaira as being part of the Mavui or not being part of the Mavui? If it is part of the Mavui, this means the heter tiltul extends to the malkum under the kaira. So by definition, I'm saying that the malkum achitzoin is what is yered v'seisen. If I view the malkum under the kaira as being not part of the mavui ends at the kaira and it doesn't go further. So obviously the part, the malkum apnimi, is what is yered v'seisen. Okay. So whether it is, isn't, that is clear. But no matter what, it is clear that there has to be some part of the mavui that has a heter tiltul, and some part that is being restricted from having this heter tiltul. So in other words, like this. If I say that the malkum inside, under the kaira, has a heter tiltul, so I understand. In other words, here I have a heter tiltul. I also have a kaira coming down. I have the heker. I have the heker at least to somebody standing under there. It's very good. But if you say that under the kaira, it's osur metaltel, so then obviously, somehow, if there's going to be any kind of dinim over here of heker, and it's going to be for someone who is mutter mishtamish with in the mavui, I'm going to have to move the mokum hamavui, the mokum that needs heker, inside the mavui. So that's clearly what's happening over here between these Amoraim. So I understand like this. If I understand that the makom under the mavui is mutter betiltul, so the halacha is clear. This is the makom is chitzayin. I'm raising the makom under the kaira. It's a makom mesuyim under the, and now I have heker. I have everything. If I'm moving it inside, and it's to be a heker for the people from the mavui not to carry, so the push-up shot means I need dalit tfachim and a makom mesuyim. Rashi says makom nikar v'chashiv. The Parshim Shad ought to say that I need four Tvachim inside the Mavui. That four Tvachim inside the Mavui is the Makom that is needed to be established as being a Makom that is mutter for Tiltul and that needs a Heker that I shouldn't carry outside. So I would say I have to be Magbiya four Tvachim inside the Mavui. And in fact, that is how the Pnei Yair has one Sad in the Safek. He once learned the Machloikas, and not just the Machloikas, how much to be Magbiya. But even more, where is the tefach? Where is the makom hamugba? Is it under the kaira, or is it in the mavui? The Mandelbrot's tefach holds not only it is a tefach, but it's a tefach under the kaira. The Mandelbrot holds dalet tefachim holds that it's dalet tefachim inside the mavui. The problem is, none of the Rishonim say this. You go one after another, no one seems to understand that there was any tzad, that the machlekes is not just a machlekes of shir, but a machlekes as to where the actual makom hamugba is. And in the Gaon Yaakov, it's clear, Midvarov, Svasemis says it out beforeish, that the meduber is not four tfachim in the mavui, but a tefach under the kaira, and three tfachim inside the mavui. So if that's the case, so what's going on? And what is the basic machloikis between Abai and Rav Yosef lefi these halachas? So I want to suggest the following. There are two dinim. There's one din, which is muskim by everyone. That din takes us back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah, together with the sugi we saw of Kloish, there is a din that we must have a makom halal under the kaira of less than 20 or less. I cannot have a halal larger than 20 under the kaira. That's a given. And then there's another din. There's a din that I need heker for the mishtamshim b'mavli. So like this. The mandamar that holds that it's mutter to be mishtamish under the kaira says, I only have to be magbiya one tefach. Why? Because with that one tefach, I make mekayim both din. I'm a mait the halal. And I also have a tefach, which is roy l'shimush, under the kaira, for whom someone standing under the kaira has heker. So I'm a kayim both dinim. I have the halal being nismait, as well as I have someone who is mishtamish having the heker. But the mandamah holds that it's usur. Says the following. If I only have the tefach under the kaira, then I have a kiyum in the first din. But the din that I need, a heker for mishtamshi hamavui, that I don't have niskayim. Therefore, I have to go into the mavui to add to this makom hamugba to provide heker for someone who's being mishtamish in the mavui. Good? So far, so good?
Why don't you need five tefachim?
Well, l'chaira. So now let's go. Now we come to the next question. So how far do I have to go in? How far do I have to go in? So Rashi says, Aloshin, he says, Keva da pikte mitachas a kaira, tzarach shei mokum a nikar v'chashav. The Meiri, in his Chidushin, says the following. Ulabai min adin havisagile b'yeser mitefach. Horsa. Really, according to Abai, all we need was a little bit. Aval hai da atzruchei dalet tfachim, Lav dafka. Ela b'di apikte mitefach oik mei barba. Now I noticed Simcha Zisel, both in his Hagos on the bottom, the Birum in the back, wants to suggest that there is a machlekes here between Rashi and the Miri. He says the Miri is saying some kind of svara that it's all lav dafka, and really I could only use one, I could get away with less. He says like a shigra delishna, he says, demacher that picked him tefach oik me'arbo, but Rashi is not mashma that way. It's not a shigra delishna, it's mashma, ni dafka mokam choshev. Hagam b'Meiri, Meiri does not sound like that. It's not a shigra delishna. He says very strongly. He says, "Also lishtamish tachas akarav eno nechshav mo. If we even tzorach arba, shemachesh atamoytziom b'tefach ataminichay b'din arba yidi dafka arba." So I think differently. I don't think there's any machlekes here between Rashi and Meiri, and I think what we're saying is something else. I told you earlier, there's something very interesting in this sugya. Every single one of the mefarshim and paiskim on this sugya bring the sugya clearly in one way. The case is where I had a kaira lemala meyasrim, and I need a tikkun on this kaira. There are two ways. In fact, this is even the way the Aruch HaShulchan spells it out. There are two ways I can fix this up. One way is simple. Just lower the kaira. There's something else. Another way you can fix it up. Raise the karka. In raising the karka, we have a machleika samurai. Chayra, it's very schwer. Why not just tell me? Why not just tell me the halachas? These are other rules of a kaira. A kaira, beyond the din, that it has to have 20, we have to make sure that there is a mokum within, say, dalet tvachim, one, whatever it'll be, that you need to have at least on the height of 20 vis-a-vis the kaira that's mutter. And according to Bai, it's unnecessary. That's not the way the halacha is expressed. These halachas are expressed as tikkun ha-kaira, tikkun ha-movui. It's a tikkun in a kaira that was built incorrectly. But that's crucial, and that's the nekuda here. What we're seeing here is when I have a kaira, which is lamala me'esrim, I have two ways of fixing up this kaira. One way is simple. Climb up, if you can, figure out a way to lower it, put it at a lower, I'm fine, shalom ha-yisrael, and it doesn't sound like I need to do anything else. But there's another way. You raise the karka. But if I raise the karka, Chazal instituted dinim. According to Rabbi Yosef, they said you just have to raise the part under the kaira. Why? Like we said before, Shalom Yisrael. There are two dinim, and they're both niskayim. Two dinim in Hagbos HaKarka. A din to be Mayit the Halal, which is a given. That was the loch in the Mishnah. That's the loch of kaira always. And another din to provide Mokum Heker to a Mishtamish. Oh, you need a Mokum Heker to Mishtamish. So he says, it's niskayim with the Tefach. Abai is saying something else. No, you need Dalet Tvachim. Why? Because really, for a Heter, for a Mishtamesh, it would be enough just to have a Purta. It's true. But once we are establishing a din of Tikkun, so you have to do it right. Says Rashi, the way to do it is with a Mokum and Nikr V'choshev. Now you do it already with Dalet Tvachim. It's a din in a Tikkun HaKaira. When you're misaking the kaira, you're misaking it in an oifen that is nikr v'choshev. You do it right. That's the aside of what Abai is saying. Therefore, the Rashi and the Miri are in agreement. Really, in Svara, once you go out of that tefach and you have any place in the mavoi, you've done it. But there's a halacha to do it right. What's the shear after a tefach that we find everywhere, in Mokom at least? Tefach is, like we saw in the Gemara in Sukkah, it talks about, that's a shear of an oil. So it's one tefach. When you go out to a larger shear, the next shear is dalit. You do it right. You do it with a makom that has a din mesuyim, a din halacha makom b'tayra. That's a din of dalit tefachim. Sorry? What do you mean by down? No, we don't find that. In fact, that's the way the halacha is actually expressed. You have two options. You can lower your kaira, in which case you need to do nothing in the ground. And that's what I'm showing you. That's what it sounds like. No, well, that's what you did. You made it less than 20. But then I don't have to do anything in my mavui. Even if I have a slope, doesn't sound like I have to do anything. I just lowered my kaira and I was done. In fact, if I built it, somehow I built lechatchila, it came out this way. And everything was fine. It doesn't like to do anything. It sounds like when you have to be misaking the kaira, then there are specific halachas of how to do it. And you have two options. You can lower your kaira. But if you want to go the other way, there's a whole sugya of how to fix your mavui up, fix your karka up, how to do it. And every one of the paiskim, every one of the rishonim, word and formulate the halacha in this fashion. And in a way, I think you see it even in...
They wanted to say that you can even lift the ground, that's the chiddush.
That's right.
No, but not. The Kobe will didn't apply also when you're pulling it down. They speak about the case of lifting up the ground.
But it sounds like if I would lower the kair, that would be sufficient from the Rishonim, from the Paiskim. Take a look. Look in the Aruch HaShulchan. Start with the Aruch HaShulchan. I want to see the most recent. The guy who's going to spell it out, tell you what you're doing. Yeah, he says then. He says, Yesh Oid, there's another way to fix up your Mavli. We're talking about one that was over 20. And we had our Mishnah. It was high. Somehow it sounds like you're lowering the Kaira. We have another Sugi over here that tells, now you're doing it like this. There are lochas of how to do it. Make it better. Make it right. You're already handling with your ground already. So they said they're a dinim of what you need to do. In the Sefer Ha'itim, he has like Girsus Rashi, but he has a little bit different svaras. He writes, also formulates halacha the same way. He's talking about it was more than 20. Hoya gavoya mechaf amu vol lamate mamate kamet zarech lake going it's the book she oisa lamate bekarka al svas hamavu itachas akar oisa gavoya achi smat hagoiva mechaf amu abav aroicha va it's the book nechlekor Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef amar tzarech shehei be'oise itzdeba oi be'oise kairah shemniach al svisei ab mavo oi lamata bekarka tefach. Abay amar tzarech shehei oise mokam amir shalmata dalet tvachem. Lema b'hakam miflegei. Lemanda mar dalet tvachem kasover, why? A different svar. Osa li shtamish tachas akaira. U lefichach yasa oise itzdeba rechava dalet tvachem sheiniris kekarmelis. Dechol dalet al dalet nidoin mishum karmelis. The os of the taltel, mishus a yochid, or mishus a rabim the carmelis, man de martefa kasavra mutter lishtamesh tachas hakaira. So he sounds like he's saying the following. I think it's al derech Rashi with a shinui. In other words, once I'm going in, the svara of going into the mavui is a different svara. We'll get to it in a moment, we get to the Raivid. Maybe we should have the Raivid first. He's saying a whole different svara. He's saying there's something here, it sounds like. There's something here. Since the Mokum under the Kur, which is the central Mokum, that's where the halacha started. That central Mokum is essentially Usr. So therefore, I'm going to create a tsur of a karmelis, not because I'm making karmelis. That part of the Mokum is still Motad Mishtamish. But he's saying you're making a tsur of a karmelis almost as a warning. The same way a person knows that you can't carry from a Rishus Rab into a Carmelis, you can't carry from a Rishus Yochan into a Carmelis, it's warning you that you're getting close to a place that is going to be Osir Metaltel. So when I'm being Magbiya the Karka, I do something else. I do something that gives a hecker to the Mokum under the Mavui that it's Osir. What do? I give the Mokum a Tzur of a Carmelis. And that is another hecker to the Mokum under the Kaira that it's also to carry there.
It's a bit confused, isn't Carmelis Dalganis?
No, Carmelis is Mokum Tur. It's like I think that's what he means. It means like a Mokum Tur, I think is what he means.
But then Mokum Tur, how is that a warning? You're allowed to be Metalto.
Mokum Tur is less.
You can't go from one,
the same as just around, you're just passing through.
I hear, I don't know. You know, it's when it's more, when Dalet al Dalet. Is that true? Carmelis is only Dalet Amos? Is Dalet Amos? Dalet Tvachim? I don't know.
I think it's
a
Carmelis.
I don't know.
Or here. I don't
know. Dalet Amos, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I don't know.
Mokum Tur is less than Fort Tvachim.
Less than four. Makom Torah is actually mutter. I don't know. You're making a good horror. He seems to have learned that this is a. It looks like a caramel. Maybe just looks. I don't know. Good cash. I don't know. I haven't thought about it. And that point. What does the Ravid mean? The Ravid seems to have a hepech asvaras. The Ravid says. Why? So how does it work? That's the way we explained before, it's mamish hepech hasvaras. So I think what he means is this. He says a little more. He says here, the different lishonis in the Rishonim had explained exactly the rabbit. But here he says the man that my tefach suffer also lishamish tachas sekira hilchach lehavi mechalal movi v'sagile b'tefach. Uman that my dal tefachim kusavra mutar lishamish tachas sekira hilchach hariu bechalal movi v'chemin shekain v'nin shiroy lishamish boy kain movi. So I think what he means is this. See, the central halacha, the basic halacha of a kira. Is the halal has to be less than 20. So he's learning like this. If it's osur mishtamish under the kaira. So we said before there are two dinim. There's a din heker, this din of hagbas akarka. There's a din heker under the kaira. And then there's a din heker in the for the mishtamshim in the mavli. So they're like this. If it's osur mishtamish under the kaira. And that's the basic halacha of Hilchos Mavui, that the halal has to be less than 20. And it's osur mishtamish there. Al kach, there's only one din. There's only a din to be ma'at the halal. There is no special din that was ever said to have a specific heker legabe mishtamshim b'mavui, a person who's mutar mishtamshus. Because under the kara zoser, al kach, the only din that was ever said was a din of mi'at halal. The Mandarma holds that you need Dalit Tvachim. Says Hafuch. Once I see that there is a Heter Mishtamish with that Mokum, it allows me to say there are actually two Dinim. There was a need for a Heker, not only for the Halal, but even for Mishtamshim Tachas HaMavui. Therefore, there's room to say that there are actually two Dinim. And when now I'm being Magbiya the Karka, I do it with a mokum choshev, because that's how I'm going to do it. I just don't do it in a small, you do it right. So I make a mokum choshev that includes dalet tfachim, including a place inside the karka. If you're making a mokum already, do it right. Do it with a shear. The shear that he was koveh is a shear of dalet tfachim. So it all revolves around these two dinim. According to Rashi, the machloikis gufa spells itself out is whether there's a kiyum in both dinim under the tefach. According to one mandamar, there is. Therefore, there's no need to move into the mavui. According to the other mandamar, there's not. If we have to move into the mavui, moving into the mavui, dalet tefach. The Ravid is saying that he gufa. If I see it's osur mishtamish, it was machriach that mandamar to say that there was only one din. If there's only one din, there's no need to move into the mavui. Mashenk and the other mandamar is saying, you see there are two dinim? If there are two dinim, then there's a din to be boina a makam choshev and do it right. Now, I understand, as a hemshech, what I was saying before, because that is where the itim is coming from. He's coming from the fact that everything begins with his din under the mavui. And he's learning like this. He's saying that if it is mutar mishtamish there, so the din is niskayim. He seems to be saying, if it's osur, so then I need some kind of, he's learning a little differently. He's saying, if it's osur, so this halacha of dalet tefachim is coming as some kind of a warning. It's some kind of a warning to the people in the Mavui not to approach a heker. This Malkum serves as a heker to the Bnei Mavui, not to go into the Mavui, and therefore I build it with a shear. I don't know how it works exactly, but like a caramelist to remind me that I'm getting close to the danger zone and don't go in. Good? Any questions on the first lashon? Everyone's falling asleep. I put everyone to sleep. Should I wake everybody up? Should I do a dance? No? Yes? That was easy, huh? That was really easy. That was so easy. Wow, come on. Okay, good. All right. All right. You don't know when you get no questions. Does it mean it was easy? Does it mean the suya was easy, or does it mean no one's listening? Don't know, but we'll go on.
When you're standing underneath the kaira.
Yeah. Oh, question. Yeah.
And standing underneath the kaira, that was, is it din hek, or is it just the hekka which you if you say it holy Muslim?
Yes, there is a hekka for someone standing under the kaira. You can theoretically see the kaira.
Theoretically, so that's a din hek. Is it din hek, or is it
he has a perception of the kaira. He can see the kaira. That seems to be enough.
More than 20 is also perception underneath the kaira.
No, but under, over 20, lo shalta bein, a person doesn't see it.
It's a din.
Well, these are all din. Everything's din. All words din. Here a din, there a din, everywhere a din.
I understand according to Abai that so you have a makam under the kora, and what that doesn't do anything to you.
According to whom?
Abai. You have to stretch out four more.
According to Rashi.
Yeah.
Rashi and Abai. Yeah.
Rashi and Abai. You have to go three more. And the reason is, I really don't need
what's
a little.
What's that first one, though?
The first tefach?
Yeah.
We kind of din under the chal. There's two dinim. There's always a din that there has to be a halal 20 amas. If I don't have a halal 20 amas, I always have a problem. And therefore, that was the beginning. That's why one of the tefachim is always, the first one tefach is always under the kair. Because that's a given. The given of this, that was the opening mishnah, is that the mavui, the kair, has to be constructed with a halal of less than 20. That halacha was a given. And that's why all the Rishon, they understood that the four that's meduber is one and three. It's not complete four inside. And that side of the Pnei Yair isn't going to work. It's not in the Rishonim. And many of the Gedalei Achronim didn't work with that either. It's just not going to work. It's not what they're saying. So I'm understanding why. Why is that true? Because that was a given. It was a given there had to be a din of a halal less than 20. What Abai was mechadish is there's another din that a mishtamish b'kayra must have a hecker. Oh, he needs a hecker? So then you've got to have a hagbah inside the mavui too. And in theory, as long as I have something inside the mavui, that should be enough. Oh, now we have a chiddush. He's telling me, look, if when you're magbia, you're magbia in a proper way. You're magbia mokum. That's always, once we're talking about a makom, we talk about a makom choshev, that's dalet. That's dalet tvachim.
Why is it only three outside there?
It's one and three. The whole hagbah, the hagbah, it's not, no, it's not a four for the people to be mishtamish. It's a loch in the hagbah. The hagbah has to be a makom choshev. You're being, it's that's what I'm trying to emphasize. The din in the tikkun of the mavui. It's a loch in the din hagbah. The din hagbah is to magbia a mokum chosh. You're magbia dalet tvachim. The dalet tvachim comes out being 1 and 3. Really could have been 1 and 1.1 or 1.2.
And if it's 1 and 2, so that means 1 underneath the tefach and 2 inside the mosque.
It's not a bow.
No, because you're being magbia for the mavui.
Yeah, for the mavui.
But tachas a mavui is not a mavui.
And Rishus Arabim?
Because
it doesn't, it's meaningless. You're being magbiyat for.
And what's the one under is also meaningless. It's also out of the mavli. So makam is
that you need anyway. Midin halal. Midin halal of
hesed. But once it's not chidin, what does it have to do with the finger? I need a makam choshev for magbiyat to have a hecher.
Is it a din in the kviya?
I should need one and four.
Same way.
It's
not four anyway. It's not four anyway.
It is four.
It's not. Because the one under is nothing.
But I'm being magbiyat four. The lach is to magbia four.
So if I'm magbia
two,
it's magbia
four. The lach is magbia what?
If I'm magbia mishus of Adma, I also
have one and two.
Why do you need the
but it's a hagbah. It's a hagbah for the it's a hagbah for the mavui.
See, it's not for the mavui. It's a tikkun.
It's a tikkun in the mavui though.
It's
a tikkun.
No,
just a second. Outside the mavui is not a player in the sugya.
Well, underneath the kaira, outside the mavui.
We're talking about being misaking the mavui. What you do in the mavui, the karka mavui, is it one or is it more? He's saying you have to be magbia for something in the mavui. You're being magbia more than one, a makam chashiv, so you're magbia in the mavui, a makam of four, a makam chashiv.
Underneath the koh is inside the mavui, outside the mavui?
Well, halachically, it is also to carry there, but it is part of, it is a player in this mavui, in the sense that there's a kaira there, and Rishus Rabin
is... Is it inside the mavui or is it outside the mavui?
It is outside the mavui, but it's inside the... But it's not in the Rishus... No, not thank you. It's inside the Rishus Rabin. It's not the Rishus Rabin either. and therefore it is part of the Mivne Hamavoi and not part of the Heter Tiltul Hamavoi. Let's put it that way. It's part of the Mivne Hamavoi, but not part of the Heter Tiltul Hamavoi.
Yeah, yeah.
It is part of the Mivne Hamavoi. The Mavoi is its walls together with that Kaira. And the Hagbah Sakarka is connected to this Mivne of the Mavoi.
So if the walls of my mother were to stick out past my Kura, I could do it over there.
The Kura has to be on the end, no?
Yeah,
the Kura is
on the end.
So think Gimel Tvachim. It'll be a tepach away from the end of the thing.
If the Pesach is thick, could I do 2 and 1 half? 2 and a half?
Yeah.
I mean, split it.
Yeah. Or 2 and 2.
According to the Rabbi.
And then bring 2 and then leave a space and then bring another 2.
It's not one.
I don't see it as one mock.
No,
one
bring
mother.
2 and then 2.
I'm thinking
you
would fucking have love.
2 and 2. Not split it. 2 and 2.
Yeah.
What's 2 and 2?
The ratio we're saying now is 1 and 3. If the Pesach is a thick Pesach, the Pesach is
2. You mean
the
Kaira?
The
Kaira.
The Kaira, yeah. The Kaira is 2.
Definitely.
Can I do 2 and 2?
Yeah,
the curse is 2 tefachim wide.
Oh, it's 2 tefachim wide. I would think so.
Yeah.
If it's 1 tefach back, it's 1 tefach gap, 1 tefach.
Yes, according to me, that's correct. I would think
outside,
it. I would say
that is
according to my according to the way I'm saying that is enough. Community that should emerge. That's right. If the curve would be 2, you say it's 2 tefachim wide. The curve.
Now, what if it's a tefach wide, but it's not flush against?
Let me say this. The way I'm saying the lumbus that should come out the halacha. If you had a kaira that was 2 tefachim wide, the way I'm saying it, you're right. It should be only necessary to raise 2 more tefachim in the mavi and not another 3. That's correct. Now, what do you see? You're saying something different.
I'm asking if I have a tefach. The walls of the mavi go a tefach beyond the
kora.
Can you do that? The car has to be in the end, no?
Oh, it's within less than 3 tefachim. I shouldn't have been able to say that.
You missed your heck.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the dean went. I don't know. Can I do that? Can I say love and just put the card at the end? I don't know. I think it has to be in the end.
You lost your heck.
You can't say
love. I don't know.
That means Dal Tfachim is not Dafka?
Why?
It's just not be a something, a makom.
So why not? 23. No, Dalit is the sheer makom, and it is a sheer makom everywhere. It's a sheer, it's a deemed sheer makom. It's the smallest sheer makom we ever find is a tefach. This is a more chashiv sheer makom. Dalit tefachim. You have 1, 4. You find in heights, you find 10 tefachim. But you never in makom. I don't know where you find 10 tefachim as a makom. The next shear is usually dalit ames, the dalit tefachim. So makom chashiv. Chazal were established as the tikkun should be with a makom chashiv.
What type of makom are we creating?
With flowers.
Just a makom space.
Space, a raised space. No.
Second
issue. You fill it in, landfill. It's common, every Kabbalah knows how to do it. You see the bulldozers and making the landfill. You landfill somehow.
Does that mean that by the feet of Mandom holds Tefach, there's some sort of idea because underneath the because we are picked them with tachas akir.
Once you have to go inside the mavoi, I think Rashi is operating with the svara that, like the Meir is saying, once you're going out, you've got to go in. So in theory, Rashi is telling you, really, you just have to go in a little bit. But once I'm doing it already, Chazal in the halachas of tikkun mavoi established a shear of how much you have to be magbia in the mavoi. And that was Dalit Tefachim. In theory, it could have been a tefach and a little bit. But that's not how Chazal stated the halacha. Chazal stated halacha in this way. Do it with a makom chashiv. Okay, I want to finish the sugi, guys. The next lishana is a little easier. Okay, the Gemara now continues. Loi, dechuli alma kasavri mutali shtamish tachas akar. Ovaka miflige. Mar sarva karmishim heker. Umar sarva karmishim achitza. Now, as you know, Rashi here does something very interesting. Now, as without hitting directly the machlokes, whether kar is mishum heker or mishum mechitza. But one thing is clear, and as a lot of you are in the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, Taisus Meduik a little bit too, but I don't know if exactly says it as clearly. But Rashi clearly in the first Lashon was avoiding or trying to avoid getting involved with the machlokes mishum heker or mishum mechitza. Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says he's learning mishum mechitza. Now that would be evident from the fact that Rashi discusses where the kaira is yerid v'saisim. Is it the inner part or the outer part? That sounds like midin mechitza. Notice that even if you say that, the shear of heker is important. It's not that we don't care about the shear heker. Rashi says hilka came with the shear esri mama mishum heker hu harei yesh heker loy badalei se tefach. Rashi now is saying something very interesting. He's saying like this. If the shear is mishum heker, so he's saying, now I'm good. I have my heker. By the way, I would assume that the makom under the kaira is mutar lishtamish boy, although I can't prove it, Rashi didn't speak it out, but I would assume it's mutar lishtamish there. And he's telling me that the makom under the kaira is mutar and therefore is good. But he comes up now with a new svara. He tells me that if I hold mandamar mishum mechitza, he says a chiddush in that mandamar. The idea is even though Chazal said that a kaira is yerid v'soysim, but it's limited. It can't go more than 20 amps. Therefore, I have to be magbia in order to create a mechitza. Oh, says Rashi, you're creating a mechitza? By definition, mechitza always has to be created by definition with a reshus from which it's divided from. Therefore, there has to be reshus created inside the mechitza that is establishing this as being a reshus from which the mechitza is dividing from the reshus harabim. Therefore, Rashi says there's a need to magbiya dalat tvachim. Let's push it. So, Rashi is now learning in this lashon that, and I want to point this out, this is very important. Rashi, in saying this statement, is saying really two chidushim. First of all, he's introduced to us the sheet of the Mandam Mishum Heker. Whether or not he's learning it's Yerid V'Seisim or not is unclear. Pashas, you would say it's not, because otherwise, what is the Mandam Mishum? Then, what did the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz mean when he said the first Mandam was Mishum Mechitza? That's what it means, Yerid V'Seisim. According to the Mandam Mishum Heker, it doesn't sound like there's a Yerid V'Seisim going on at all. But if you hold Mechitza, there is a Yerid V'Seisim. And Rashi is now establishing a chidush that it's only yerid v'seisim until 20, not more. So we're creating mechadash mechitza. Creating mechadash mechitza. Now the halacha is what? The halacha is that I need four tvachim. Tosfos. Tosfos says something very interesting. Tosfos says ve'en lahakshus lepirusha hoil v'savri kara mishum mechitza. So he's saying in the first Lashon, Rashi understood that there was always a doifin there. The problem was there was something corrupt about the doifin. It didn't have the hecker quality. Therefore, you don't need a dalat tefachim. Here, Rashi is saying a chiddush. He's saying a chiddush in the mandamar holds mishum mechitza, but it doesn't go all the way. Next lashon, v'ibay yisema dechuli alma mishum dechuli alma kara mishum heker. Thacha beheker shel matu veheker shel mala kamiflegi. Mar savar amrinan heker shel matu keker shel mala. Mar savar lo amrinan heker shel matu keker shel mala. There is virtually nothing in the Rishonim on this lashon. I suspected, and I found somewhere somebody even says. I don't remember where I saw it. Maybe I saw it in Masifta. If so, there, I don't remember. Somebody even suggests that the Rishonim didn't even have this girsa. The only one who says anything about it is the Meiri. The Meiri says very little. The Rif had it too. The Rif seems to have had it. It's unclear what the other Rishonim had. They didn't speak about it. He says a lashon umasik lemilsayu the kara mishum heker ma'aser heker shel matak heker shel mala pirish Rav Yosef. Sabra Hekar Shalmata Perish Al Oisitz to Bakekar Shalmala. Ma Hekar Shalmala Perish Kurishal Hekar Kurishal Mala Ilu Hoisa Bashir Haroi Vubichola Lesrim Sagi Betefach of Hekar Shalmala Pirish Mir Shalofra Yitzdaba Shalmata Sagi Betefach. The Abai Sabra Lermin and Hekar Shalmata Kekar Shalmala Devade Mir Shagbagbos Sakar Kabin and Abot Fochim. Doesn't say very much, but it sounds like the following. One Mandamar says that the initial din, the basic din of the kolal, is the basic yisod of the heker that we found. So therefore, the din hagbah will be learned from there. You don't need more heker than for the shear of the kair itself. The other Mandamar is saying no, it's no proof. The fact that there is initial halacha of the kaira doesn't tell me anything about this din hagbah's karka. This din of Agbas Parkanis necessitates that there be some mokum within the mavui that needs the heker. Either it's because I need a shir chashev, it could be that it be understood that the din Agbas is a shir chashev, don't know. But whatever it is, that's the idea. The idea here is that I don't learn from the initial din of cholol. I learn it's a separate din. And as a separate din, the din Agbas needs a mokum chashev. Agbas karka. I'm sticking with that all the way. There is from the karka, but I'm creating the heker through the hagbas karka. When you're doing it through the hagbas karka, you don't look at the shear of the.
It's still the karka, though.
It is it's the relationship to the karka. Yeah, it's still that. But when the hagbah requires you that you be magbia a makom choshev.
Well, the heker is a halal.
For no other reason, just that the halacha was to be magbia a shear of makoshev.
But the heker is going to be the halal.
The karka.
Yeah.
The karka at a height that I can see.
Its own hacker?
Yeah, give me, I have mamish 1.5 minutes, let me just say this at the end. The Gemara finishes with a interesting lashon. The hacha b'gzeres shema yifchais kamif legei. The machloikis is whether or not I'm chayshish for a shear of 4 or 1. Sounds like a gzera. One mandamar says, you're not worried, dirt is enough. One mandamar says, no, I'm worried that dirt can flatten out, therefore I need a larger shear. Everyone focuses on the riff. The riff says something very interesting here. He says, "Daya lekarishite rochba tefach, kach hakarish might ba lamat vimene daya shite rochba tefach." So the mashmos is that there's a need to put a kaira in. The Baal Mor seemed to have understood that we're talking about putting in a second kaira from the top. Says it has no mashmos. But others learn that the riff is referring to the Hagbah Sakarka. And he's saying, you got to put a kairin. A kairin sounds like a piece of wood, a beam. I mean, what's going on? Doesn't the sugya seem to say you can use dirt? So, Beis Yosef says an achinami. Beis Yosef seems to say this is some kind of a chumrah. He mentioned one thing, didn't mention other things that could have been offered to. But Daiti, the riff is saying the following. Once again, the sugi is about dinim in tikkun hamavui, the tikkun, how to make the hagbah. The right way to be magbia is not with dirt. It's with a solid piece that's not going to disappear. That's the way lechachila you ought to do it. In our sugya, we have a machlekes. If you did it with dirt, is it a problem? It's good. It's kosher. So that's the bottom line, says the riff. But the right way to do it is not even with dirt. It's do with something solid, something that won't disappear. It's do with a kaira. The riff is saying a din lechachila, a din in tikkun hamavui. The halacha is to raise it with something that ought to hold. Ideally, it should be something solid. But the Yevid, even if it's not, anything that's might, the shear of the cholol is kosher.
That's the finish of the
riff. That's what the riff is saying, yes.
It's just his kid.
That's his kid. No source per se, although he's deriving from the sugi. You see that we were choshes that the thing would disappear, so we understood there's an idea that you want to do it right.
What's
yes.
The lake of that
one.
Huh? The lake of that special one is what you said.
Rosh says it's the
best. Rosh says it's the best.
Yeah, Rashi, it could have been either one. We never doubted it didn't have to be off for us. We knew that. Oh. Good. Hey.